What's up, what's up, what's up? This is Miss Vibes, and you're listening to Miss Vibes on that frequency. I know I missed a week, and I do apologize. I've just been doing a lot of things, so I wasn't able to update it. But I'm here now. What's up, what's up, what's up? And tonight I want to talk about coming to terms with people and situations. Coming to terms with people and situations. I feel like there's a lot of issues that people have. But one of the issues I feel that people do have is coming to terms with the people that they experience in their life and situations that happen to them. And with that, when people don't come to terms with that, it causes a lot of chaos, emotion, and feelings that are brought up because people may not come to terms with a situation or experience or people. I say that because I see it in my life and I see it in other people's lives, how we may not come to terms with how people are, and we had this thing in our head where we think they could be different, and honestly, sometimes they may not be what we think in our head or what we fantasize about. We really had to come into reality and understand that people are going to be who they want to be no matter what. No matter if you fantasize about it, no matter what you say to them or how much you talk to them or you cry to them, whatever, people are going to be who they are, and you have to come to terms with that and understand, or are you going to keep them in your lives or are you going to keep going? You know, I think about the quote, people are not attachments, they are experiences. So you're experiencing people in your life and they usually come and they go. And it sucks to say it like that, but this is something that as a being you got to come to terms with. You can't sit here and ignore it. You can't sit here and be like, no, that's not what it is. They're going to be here for the rest of my life. Even after I die, they're going to be here. Like, no, you got to be like, if shit don't work out or they're not the person that I need them to be, then they are my experience. They are not an attachment. This is something I have to come to terms with, and that's okay. I feel like when people don't come to terms with how beings are, that's when confliction happens and hurt, pain, you know, lasting pain, lasting hurt, anger, all that comes into play where it could have been avoided if you just say what you, if you just understand that people are going to be who they are, and that is something I had to come to, or you had to come to terms with. It's not something that could be changed just with a thought, or even if you talk to somebody and they still not changing. It's not something that could just be changed because you want it to be changed. And though coming to terms with that is hurtful, it is something that you have to face reality with and not live in a fantasy. That also goes for situations. Being situations that you can't prevent. Like, you know, having a down moment in life or experiencing pain in your body or just dealing with people not being in your life. That's a situation, right? I'm coming to terms with it. You know, of course, you're going to be hurt, angry, whatever, but at the end of the day, it's something that you have to like truly come to terms with. I understand that this happened, it wasn't okay, but I had to move forth in my life. I don't want this following me, I don't want this haunting me, I don't want this situation becoming me in a negative matter. You understand? It's something that is like I have to come to terms with these situations so they don't overcome me and make me to a person that is bitter, make me to a person that is angry, make me to a person that is like melancholy all the time. It's something where you just gotta say, you know what, this happened, and I'm going to face it. If I had to cry, if I had to be angry, if I had to curse some motherfucker out one time and keep it moving, then that's what I need to do. But coming to terms with people and situations and understanding what it is and moving on, I think that could save a lot of heartache, a lot of pain, just a lot of emotions, because you don't want to live life blindsided and thinking that you could have everybody that you grew up with, everybody that you, you know, had great times, thinking that they will be there for the rest of your life or it will always be the same. Because there's going to be people who change. There's going to be people who don't change. And there's going to be people who don't give a fuck. So you got to realize, where do you put yourself in it? And what you are willing to stand for and what you're willing to take. Now you got to be in control of your life. I mean, you are in control of your life majority of the time, but there are going to be times where you're not. But when it comes to individuals, you got to see what you could control so you could avoid certain incidents or certain disappointments. It's something that is hard to do, but you got to be willing to do that so you don't cause chaos in your life or you don't cause pain in your life that's unnecessary. Really being able to grow and understand why situations happen really could elevate you to living a better life, because you're not going towards life in a way that you're not able to understand or going through the same loop and cycle of just being hurt or being mad or upset, not only at other people but yourself. That's not right for you, you know? So it's just really sitting back and understanding life and the people in your life and what do you feel you need to come to terms with in order to move on and live a life of happiness. I was just thinking about that in certain situations. Not only me looking towards people, but people looking towards me. And understanding certain circumstances and situations I've been in regarding people. And how I myself decided to be blind with individuals, knowing that, okay, I'm not really going to get what I want in this bond or companionship or whatever like that. I'm not going to get what I want. So for me to put myself in a loop or cycle, thinking that things is going to evolve, that's crazy. Because I know in my energy and my spirit is not going to evolve. It's not going to make me a better person. These individuals are not going to see what I see. So why stay there? I had to come to terms with who people are and keep it moving, because they are just experiences. I shouldn't be attached to them. Just like people shouldn't be attached to me. I'm an experience. I'll help you grow. I'll make you happy. I'll make you laugh. I'll make you feel good. But if I'm not giving you what you need, then I'm not the person that may be for you. I think sometimes we get caught up in situations thinking that people are for each other. And sometimes in reality, we may not be. We can sometimes live in a fantasy world and think everybody is cool, good, and we connect all the time. But in reality, it may not be like that. Come to terms with your reality. Come to terms with what you really want. Sit down with yourself. See what you like and dislike. And if the people that are you want around is more on a dislike or not connecting with the real you, those are not the people you need or want in your life. You want people that connect with your likes, connect with your authentic self, because that's going to help you evolve, not only on a mental, emotional, but also spiritual level. Because you could still, so your surroundings could still leave you spiritually stagnant. And you don't want that. You want to make sure you're elevated. Now, if you have individuals who are not helpful in your growing process, but they're not bad people, you know to keep them at a distance. You don't have to have them around all the time. You could just, you know, talk to them here and there. They're cool people, but you don't need them 24/7 around. Coming to terms knowing that everybody has a place in your life and everybody don't need to be that close. Having your boundaries up, knowing what you could take, knowing what you want, knowing what you don't want. It's just being able to know yourself. At the end of the day, you're knowing yourself and understanding what you could take and not take. And I truly believe that's very important, not only in your growing journey, but in your life to be happier. It's very important. You know, I was thinking about it earlier today, and I'm like, damn, I myself need to come to terms with who people are, and even situations, and I just need to, like, you know. How can I explain? It's like being in a meeting, a business meeting, and, you know, shit went left. And all you could do is say, you know what? I come to terms with this shit going left in the business. What are we able to do after that? And we find a solution and the meeting is over and you came to terms. Something big happened, but we're going to find a solution and keep moving. That's how it is when it comes to people's situations, okay? You may say your person is fucked up. Okay, they're fucked up. That is the big problem here. What is the solution? Me coming to terms with this person is fucked up, period. No comma. This person is fucked up, period. So it's time for me to move on. My solution, period. Okay? This person is not giving me what I want, period. So there's other people that will, period. Solution. You know, I'm not having, my friends are leaving left and right, period. I'm feeling lonely, period. But I know my tribe will come, period. I need to go outside and meet new people, period. There's always a solution to a problem, even when we don't think it. You just really got to break it down. You know, and I had a real bad problem with attaching to toxic people. And as I said earlier, people are not attachment, they're experiences. So I, you know, I say a thing in my head that I made up the other day. Discipline always wins. When you have discipline, you respect yourself. When you have discipline, you know not to attach to anyone. When you have discipline and boundaries, you're able to win in happiness and peace. Don't allow the lack of love or the lack of self to make you become somebody you're not, because you're not worth that. You are a being that's elevating and growing and know who they are. Make sure you think before you do. Make sure you think before you say. Know what you want out of life so life could prosper for you. Come to terms with who people are and who situations and what situations you have in your life. Come to terms with that so you're able to live a life of happiness and peace and keep it moving. So I just wanted to share that with somebody. I hope it resonates, and definitely peace and blessings.